A Hobby. Written by Batdad and read by Litra. A Star Wars The Clone Wars fanfic, rated Gen. Part 2 of the Quartermaster series. Summary. Tige's new to the 212th and still more than a little shiny. Still trying to find his feet, he tries to strike up a friendship with the veteran, Steady. Tiller said I might find you here, Sarge. Tige's voice faltered as he looked around the darkened expanse of the cafeteria's kitchen. The only light was from one corner of the room, where Quartermaster Sergeant Steady was looking critically at a pot sitting on the stove. He frowned and stirred the contents with a ladle. "Just Steady's fine when we're off duty, Tige," Steady answered without looking up from the pot. "Okay." Tige was half tempted to turn and bolt. He knew Steady had specifically asked for him to be assigned to his squad, and for the past 4 days he had taken to helping manage the endless stream of requisition forms, invoices, and inventory that kept the 212th well-supplied with an unexpected pleasure. That did not mean, however, that he and Steady were friends, and this was starting to feel like he might be intruding on something. "In or out," Steady said, and looked up to make eye contact. Well, there was no avoiding this now. Tige closed the door behind himself as he headed over to the stove. "Are you cooking?" Tige asked as he peered into the pot. "I am. Privilege of having the access codes to the kitchen supply lockers is that I can stash a few of my own supplies in there. Did you need me for something?" Steady's brow furrowed, and Tige realized that it might seem like he had come with something work-related. "Oh, no, I just came to, chat?" Tige twisted the tip of his glove's finger and stared at his boots. "Because you're new, and you don't know anyone else who isn't going to tease you for your penchant for organizing information?" Steady had turned back to the pot, but was glancing at Tige sideways. Tige held up his palms in surrender. The red line of recently healed scar tissue over Steady's nose was the remnant of his meeting with the only two of Tige's batchmates that had been assigned to the 212th. Tige had never much gotten along with either, but he still cringed a little to remember how their ill-timed propensity for a bit of roughhousing had landed them so firmly in the quartermaster's bad side. "You want my advice?" Steady said, and paused a bit as if he might be waiting for an answer, but continued before Tige had a chance to give one. "Get a hobby. Something you like to do that eats up the hours when you don't have anything else going. It'll keep you sane." "Yours is cooking?" Tige asked. "Nah, I don't actually like the cooking bit, honestly. But I do like eating things that were not specifically designed to provide nutrition in large quantities, with minimal effort and less flavor. Well, most of the time. Not all my efforts come out as well as might be hoped for. This is supposed to be gumbo, but I'm having some doubts. Here, taste." Steady held out the ladle, and Tige obligingly took a sip. It was salty, and there was definitely some protein in it. Steady took a larger gulp of it, and immediately pulled a comically large frown. "Oh, that is awful," Steady grumbled as he stuck out his tongue. Tige had to choke back a laugh. "It'd probably be all right with some hot sauce," he said with careful deliberation. "Yes, but I've heard you say the same thing about MREs, so no." Without warning, Steady tipped the contents of the pot down the sink. "Seems a shame to waste it," Tige said, a little startled. "No one in this battalion is going to starve from want of bad soup," Steady replied, and placed his hand on his chest in mock indignation. "Force forbid. We're far too good at our jobs for that," Tige replied in the same tone and mimicked Steady's gesture, causing Steady to bark out a laugh. "Here, catch." Steady tossed him something from his belt, and Tige caught it without thinking. He opened his hands to see it was one of the spicy hard candies that were always in high demand, and which Steady had a seemingly unending supply of. "It's an apology, and a bribe to get you to help me with the dishes." Steady arched an eyebrow and gestured expansively at the sinks. Tige popped the candy into his mouth and grinned as he started to pull off his gloves. For the first time since he left Kamino, he felt like he was where he was supposed to be. The End.